Hello, welcome to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM, radioreverb.com. It's our Christmas edition, isn't it, guys? Who's on the show today?
It is. So I'm me. I'm David.
Who are you?
I've just turned 56, so a week.
Oh, yes, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, and happy Christmas to you all as well. Lovely to see you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Sue. Got you, Sue, as well on the show.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah, I haven't been on for a little while, so it's nice to always come on the show before the end of the year. And it's nice to be here with all the familiar faces.
All our lovely faces, Sue.
Yeah.
So you probably recognize the accent. It's me, Stephen. So it's lovely to be here. Seeing all your lovely faces on Zoom, but also to be, you know, reaching out to everybody as we approach the Christmas and New Year.
Yeah,
it's been a year, hasn't it, really? We're going to talk about that, aren't we? We're just going to go through what's gone on with the year, our favourite things, episodes, and what's going on and everything about that last year, aren't we? What's everyone been up to? I suppose everyone's been gearing up for the big Christmas event coming up shortly. So anything planned, anything going on?
I'll just be seeing family this Christmas, both sets of parents. Not that I've got two parents, my in-laws and my parents. That'll be nice to see them. What are you doing, Stephen?
I am having a quiet one. Me, the cats, watching TV and eating far too much food.
No. Eating what you want. That's always a great celebration, isn't it? You know, get a load of all your favourite things, close the door, get that whatever movie on, all snuggled up with your pussies next to you. How better could that be?
You know? What more could you want? Now, take it, Sue, that you're not going to be doing that.
I might be on some of it.
Okay.
I'll be seeing my grandson and my daughter, and we're doing some very much Christmassy things on the Christmas Eve. We've got breakfast with Santa.
Oh, nice.
Now, my grandson's... He's nearly three, and he's become a bit too curious with Santa. He gets a bit scared of Santa. I don't know whether it's the big beard or what have you, but we're going to see what happens when we go for breakfast on Christmas Eve. But, looking forward to that. I may have a pussy sitting on the Christmas Day afternoon because my grandson is going to the rest of the family, you know, the shopping around. Yes. So I may be joining you later on in the Christmas Day with those lovely things, season TV.
How about you, Josh? What are you up to?
I'm just going to some friends, going to go to the pub. I kind of like the pub. Everyone kind of descends there for a couple of drinks and then off to burn the turkey. I've had a couple of drinks. Christmas is all big build up, isn't it? But it's nice to have a celebration and be with friends and family, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. I went to a mindfulness session at the Sussex Beacon recently, and it is. We must acknowledge that Christmas is not always an easy time for people.
No, absolutely.
There were people there that were remembering, you know, their partners that they'd lost around Christmas time. Other people that are obviously who are not, you know, due to their faith, they're not Christians. So, obviously there are other faiths that celebrate, have celebrations around this year, like Hanukkah and the other ones. it's just one day, isn't it? That you know,
it is.
Have a quiet day if you don't fancy doing things. And,
exactly.
Yeah, we're kind of coerced into having this amazingly massive event, and it's like it's all big crescendo build up. And you watch it on TV, don't you? The adverts, and you think, oh my god, it's all geared for it. It is all geared for families and stuff, which is fine. But there are people who don't have families who live on their own. Absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. It's just as important as if you were spending it with family and friends.
You're right, exactly. Joss, because there's different interpretations of what is a family.
Yes,
exactly.
Right? So many different interpretations, you know.
Yeah.
I know many people that their pets are their family.
Yeah,
Exactly.
Their pets are their family, dogs
yeah.
and cats, and that's their family, and they say they're blessed. So
Yep.
we've got to acknowledge that, I think the whole Christmas, the family Christmas has changed, not over the time, but over the decades, to be quite honest. And
Yeah.
but no, it's right. People if they celebrate for different reasons. And yeah, so it is good to acknowledge that. It's not because if you're not happy shouting at your family on Christmas Day, that's not always how it is. Do you know what I mean? There's
Exactly.
different.
It's doing Christmas your way,
Yeah,
not
exactly.
everybody else's.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
I'm saying that. I mean, I'm going to play the first Christmas song. I haven't chosen Christmas songs, but you three have, haven't you? So we'll go around the room. First one is Michael Bublé. So who chose Michael Bublé?
Me,
You have,
Andrew.
of course,
One of my
yeah.
favourite singers. I am a bit of a crooner.
Ooh, a bit
I
of a
want to be.
croon.
I want to be a crooner. So this is Michael Bublé. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey.
Fabulous.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news, and views on living positively with the
Oh,
virus.
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas indeed. Welcome to the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM in the Brighton & Hove area and on DAB Plus Radio. Don't forget you can listen to our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts from. And we also have a website as well called www.hivhour.org.uk. Well, we're at the end of 2025, and what a year it's been. It's gone so quickly, but if we've actually packed quite a lot in. Just looking at the top of my head, or top of this list, we've had so many wonderful guests and many listeners that have been guests themselves as well. So just going backwards from the most recent episode, we've had Alan Spink, we've had Joshua Royal, we've had Anne Whatmore, Jordan Chan, Rachel Brett, Gary Pargiter, Graham Munday. Our presenters have also been guests themselves. So people like Philip and Stephen, you've been guests yourself. We've had Les Wright, Mark Stephen, Flash, Emrys, Rachel Brett again, I think, Joe Josh, Michael Brimacombe, Professor Yvonne Galese, Nina, Simon Madrell, Jonathan Blake, Dan Harry, John Jaquis, Anna Brewster. What a fantastic assortment that. That's like a quality street chocolate box.
Which is your
Oh,
favorite
wonderful
flavor?
people, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sue, which episode? No, just think of the episodes, not just guests. What
Yeah.
sort of episode do you really stands out to you?
I tell you what, I mean, again, they're all great. I mean, yeah, I think we've been quite blessed and fortunate. We've had so many amazing people on and that has trusted us with their presence, to be quite honest, in 2025. But something that sticks out with me, and that you're going to tell me off because I can't remember the name of the guy, and it's me that brought him to the studio. Well, not literally. It's the guy that done the instrumental CD of George Michael. Do you remember? Well, oh my goodness,
Yes,
you're gonna
Shane
get
Hill.
Shane Hill. That's right. I mean, that was just so unique and beautiful. And I remember you bought one of his CDs, and he was in the
Happy.
studio, and he told a beautiful story on how he remembers the last where George Michael rung him because he sent his CD to
CD,
George
yes.
Michael. Yeah, that's right, to
Yeah.
George Michael. And he got this telephone call late at night from George Michael, and that was just so beautiful. So that sort of sticks out because he was so passionate about it, and it was just confirmation of just music, all of the George Michael music, but obviously not singing, but just the actual music. So that sort of sticks out for me for some reason, not because I'm feeling biased and I brought him to the station, but it was just really lovely.
Yeah, well, you are a lovely.
Yes, you are. Yes. Did George Michael, what did George Michael say? Did he go into that or not?
He didn't. Do you remember, David? Because we'd done the interview with him, didn't we?
Yeah, just a lot. I think he appreciated the instrumentation that Shane had done. But I suppose lots of people try and cover his songs or do cover his songs, but don't necessarily get a message straight from George himself.
It shows you what kind of person George Michael was, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
But they call fans of George Michael Lovelies, don't they?
Lovelies,
oh,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
You're a lovely.
We're going
lovely.
Today, lovely. Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's missed, actually, I think.
Yes.
And he died on Christmas Day, actually.
He did, yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Very sad. So, David, have you got a... what's your favourite episode?
There was one that we did, and Stephen featured on it, but we had an email from it. So it was about... we did an episode in September about activism and advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sue and I were in the show, but Stephen sent something in, and you got a bit fearful about Pedro Zamora, who was an immigrant in America, wasn't he, I believe? He was from Cuba, that's right.
Yeah.
But we had emails about that episode and about you actually showing emotions about Pedro. Although you know you're emotional yourself, it was fantastic really moving to see that what we said had moved our audience as well. So that was lovely. Lovely is the word of the day, isn't it?
Well, it is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, so that's one that springs to mind. I couldn't say there was a favourite episode.
They all have their own little, what's the word I'm thinking of? There's something going on, isn't there? You get something from each show, even whether it's related to yourselves
or
you can always find something.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh? Have you got one that springs to mind, just more memorable though, for different reasons?
I loved... because my dad wasn't well, so I was going up and down on the train quite a few times over the year, and I started to listen. I don't know why I didn't do it before, but I started to listen to the podcasts on the train, and I remember listening to the Women's Independence Day.
International Women's Day.
Sorry, I do apologise. International Women's Day episode. And I love that one because it was just so good. And because Sue, you did that, and you know, you just in the studio on your own with it was Yvonne and
Nina,
that was it, and it was so good.
Yes, Nina, that's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So informative and just very, very well done, I thought. So that's one of my favourite episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's one that springs to mind that, and we did an hour about. So one of our guests had an unusual song choice, but we actually played Bob Villain before he was at Glastonbury.
Yes.
Well.
I think we had to bleep the last word out or fade out to the last word because it was a bit of a, can we say that on radio? But again, memorable but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is...
Wasn't that the interview with Louise?
That's right, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great speaker, isn't she? She really is. Yeah. Very, very passionate. Mm-hmm. Well, we heard her speak at the HIV, Zero HIV Stigma Day, didn't we, Brighton?
Last year.
So Stephen, what comes to mind for you?
So looking back at them all, I was like, wow, we've had so many amazing speakers and so many guests, you know, it was quite hard to pin one down, but I think for me it was the one with Simon Madrell, Jonathan Blake, mm-hmm. and Dan Harry. Well, Simon and Jonathan were talking about Patient L1, mm-hmm. the book that had been written, and obviously Jonathan's my lovely friend, so it was I love hearing him. He did a reading from the book, so I love hearing him read. He's just got one of those voices that is just... Yeah. It's mm-hmm. very soothing, it's lovely. And then obviously Phil on that set did an interview with Dan Harry, which I found really interesting mm-hmm. as well. So I think that was probably one of my favourites, you know, looking back on them all.
Yeah. Simon, been contacted, but Sam Madrell's got a new book out, hasn't he, coming out next year. So I'm in contact with them, so he's going to get him on early next year. I think it's around February, but that's something that's going to come along next year. So watch out for that.
We are already planning for next year, aren't we? So if you have somebody you'd like us to have on the show, or you'd like to come on the show yourself, please get in touch with us, info@hivhour.org.uk.
So shall we have a track? I'm going to choose one. This is not Christmassy, but it's in the same, it's about love, so it's fine. Yep. I'm doing that. It's a bit of a mouthful. Did you give the world some love today, baby?
Oh.
Guess who it's by?
Doris. George Michael?
No, Doris.
Doris. Doris Day? Doris
no,
Day?
Just Doris. Just Doris. Oh,
just Doris. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the HIV Hour, 97.2 FM and DAB on DAB Radio. And also, you can check out our wonderful podcasts.
Fabulous. So, David, you've got a little story about Beaver.
Yes, I've got a story. So, do you remember when we went to the Beaver Conference, which was in the Spring Conference, the kind of that just had one in London, haven't they? But we were very lucky to have Brighton hosting the Spring Conference. One of the subjects that got a lot of attention was something called BNABs, and that stands for broadly neutralizing antibodies. Anyway, in the sort of emails that I get from time to time, I had an email from AIDSMAP. Now, AIDSMAP, very kindly now being run and taken over by, not taken over, but supported by the Terence Higgins Trust. So this email from AIDSMAP, the headline goes, "Antibody from Tanzanian woman suppresses almost all tested HIV variants, including resistant viruses in a preclinical study." So this lady, woman in Tanzania, has got very, very special antibodies. They're part of these things called BNABs. And did you know, how many strains of HIV are there?
Oh, I've seen this. On a pub quiz I did up north.
I was shocked when I saw this. There's over 300 HIV strains.
That was quite a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I knew there were different types, but there was a strain. What the difference between a strain and a type is, I don't know. I think we need a professor to come with us. Anyway, this woman, her antibodies blocked 97.3% of the 300 strains tested and blocked 77% of other viruses in trials in mice that were designed to have a system like ours. So this is really promising. So this is exciting stuff. This is even going to reach HIV in the places where HIV hides, apparently.
Wow.
So it's there's the special proteins that bind onto the CD4 cells and tricks HIV into believing that there's HIV already in there, so it doesn't bother to attach itself to a healthy cell. So that's the basic simplification of it. It's fantastic. So, yeah.
Is it early days yet, David, is it?
I think there's a lot. I'm skip reading a little bit because there's a lot of complicated science. I don't like reading out aloud because it just becomes a word soup, doesn't it? But unfortunately, they have done these tests on mice, and these mice have had their immune systems designed to be more like humans. So that's a bit sad for the poor mice. But I don't know. I mean, it's an ethical conundrum, isn't it? You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the fact that animals have been with the drugs that I'm taking, so that's it's a bit of an odd one, really. The study, so they're doing further studies on this woman's antibodies. She's not constantly on a drip having her blood extracted, but she's it's fantastic. So even though it's early days, but it's a good idea. So I'll do a little technical ad. That's a bit complicated to read. Do you remember Jo Josh that came on the show? She's involved in communications, and funny enough, I also sit with her on the patient panel at the Lawson unit. But she, I remember her getting very excited and telling us to look out for these BNABs. And here we are. And they're here. Future for HIV care and maybe prevention.
What
patients is more innovations, isn't it? And just more.
Yeah.
Stuff like coming. It's great. Should we? So I just wanted to scratch Christmas. I just got this from THT, so we can go into like we'll have some more songs, but start going into, because there's a few things on over Christmas community wise. Also, it's the festive period can be a bit tricky, can't it, for people? As we said earlier, the pressure to commit to plans, and there's lots of alcohol and other substances can be part of that. Mm-hmm. If you need help and stuff, I've got some numbers here, so shall I just read them out?
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a specialised recovery support called Change, Grow, Live Brighton and Hove Recovery Service. And they can help you on your journey. So if you need their services, go to changegrowlive.org, service Brighton-Hove information. Other resources, if you're struggling over Christmas, talk to Frank, which is talktofrank.com. Alcoholics Anonymous, Brighton and Hove, that's aabrightonarea.com. Narcotics Anonymous Sussex, so that's sussexna.org/meetings, and Cocaine Anonymous, which is meetings.cocaineanonymous.org.uk/meetings/. These things get longer and longer, don't they? Samaritans is the last one, so that's samaritans.org. So if you're struggling over the Christmas period, there's people there to support.
Yeah.
So
very good advice.
Yes. Shall we have another song?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who shall we have? Sue, do you want to do your song?
Oh, go on. I'm coming home for Christmas. Well, I'm not going far. I'm only going around the corner. But, yeah. Then I'll be walking back. No, joke. Yes, it's by Chris Rea, isn't it? It's a classic. 40 years old, probably, I think it is, that song. Really? At least 40.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Come aboard, sister.
Radio Reefer.
Driving Home for Christmas, that was chosen by the lovely Sue. Thank you, Sue. And just to let our listeners know that this radio station, Radio Reverb, is sponsored by Wave Community Bank, and our very own HIV Hour is sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies, who have been guests on the show this year, haven't they? And they're going to be coming back soon.
Next year, yeah. And we want to thank them, don't we? So thank you. Jack Russell Technologies. Yes, thank you.
So, Sue, you've got something to tell us, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd just... I mean, there's lots of exciting things that have been happening this year with lots of government things and money coming from the government, which we very rarely get, don't we, when we talk about healthcare or anything to do with healthcare and HIV. But I thought it might be nice to share with some of the listeners some of the things that are going to be happening. Now, this is all part of the... And I'm going to explain what it is, because some people may not understand exactly what is the HIV Action Plan. Well, it's something that the government have come together with HIV organisations to get to 2030 ending all new cases of HIV by the year 2030. So there's got to be a plan in action to try and get us there. Well, obviously, and it's not just the Terence Higgins Trust, there's other HIV organisations have been all part of this. I'm going to shout out, maybe someone in the studio may know. Here's a question before I go any further. Do you know how many people in the UK have opted out of care for HIV due to stigma and discrimination?
I can't say, because there was a plot spoiler last week.
Alan, tell us.
Over 12,000 people.
Wow.
So basically, we've got over 12,000 people that have opted out of care. They're no longer in care. We've also, through Viable Medical Statistics, tell us that there are around about 5,000 people who are living with HIV and don't know. Mm-hmm. So... there's no way we're going to get to 2030 if we don't find these people. Yeah. So the government is going to be giving HIV organisations £9 million to try and find those people, to find them, get them back into care and keep them in care. And obviously they're going to be looking at not the NHS, but community organisations like the Terence Higgins Trust, many of the ones in London. Excuse me, Steve, remind me some of the ones you mentioned, some of the London organisations.
Positive East, Positive UK.
So they're not going to rely on the NHS, so it's going to be the community organisations that are going to be given this money. So that's something quite great. Also, we've come together with the NHS and we're going to do a pilot for a year with the NHS test app. So soon, I don't know when this is going to be in place, but you can go onto the NHS app and order a HIV test kit anywhere in the country and get that sent directly to you. This is phenomenal. This is something we never dreamt about. Yeah. So this is brilliant news. Okay. Now, we're all fairly familiar with opt-out testing. Opt-out testing in accident and emergency has been going a couple of years now, and we found thousands of people with bloodborne viruses like HIV and hepatitis. We're being given another £17 million to increase opt-out testing in high-prevalent areas throughout the UK, in Scotland and Wales.
Yeah.
This is because this is where we're finding people that would may have not necessarily tested. So basically, just for our viewers, our listeners, if you go into A&E in some of the high prevalent areas, Brighton and Hove is one of those areas. A lot of hospitals in London are. If you go to A&E, the normal situation is they run bloods, don't they, for whatever you're going for. You would have to say, I do not want a HIV test, for them not to do one. They'll automatically do that. We're finding thousands of people, but obviously this costs money, doesn't it? So the government has given us £17 million to invest in more opt-out testing, which is amazing. And also for women living with HIV who are or mothers who have just given birth, there's going to be funds. I can't quote you on the funds. I did have my figure written down and I can't find what it is. But basically, there's going to be free formula milk for mothers that have just given birth or people who have just given birth to babies, right? I don't know about you. I mean, they haven't done enough. Yeah, I know there's always more to be done, isn't there, when we're talking about how can we stop this? How can we stop the transmission? How can we stop the stigma and discrimination? But I thought I'd just share some of that. I mean, you can find the full action plan. If you go to the Terence Higgins Trust, we've got a copy of it and also there's lots of other things that are in place to help. So I just thought I'd share some good news at the end of it.
Yes.
It's been quite a big year, hasn't it, with, what's been going on at the States and the funding and all of that stuff, which has been absolutely horrendous. And we will start to see that backlash of what's happening because it'll filtering through and we'll start seeing things in where hopefully not too much in the Western world. But I thought it'd be just good, guys, just to share a bit of good stuff.
Absolutely.
It's good. And it's good that they're not relying on the NHS as being the experts, because the NHS is marvellous.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily the expert in finding the hard to reach people that our charities do. So it's really great that they acknowledge that and working in partnership with our charities. So,
I just want to add on to what you just said, Dave. I've just thought of something else. There's also going to be investment in stigma training in hospitals.
All right. Yes, I saw that.
That's quite important. So, and there could be advocates like ourselves that are doing that as well. Who are the best people to talk about HIV stigma? I was quite, there's a lot of people moaning about it, but let's put it this way, we didn't expect to get what we got.
Yeah.
We didn't expect to get what we didn't get fully what we got, but we did not you always go in there with more, don't you, when you're trying to get money from the government. Yeah. So hey ho. Yeah.
You said 12,000 are opted out, so that, all those people need to
So basically for instance, they've come out of care, they've had chaotic lives, and that they've received stigma, they've felt stigma, they said, I ain't going there anymore. I mean, it nearly happened to me years ago. You know, where did you get it from? I could have gone home, closed the door and not come back.
Yeah.
If there's lots of Susan, lots of Steve's and Josh's and David's that are like us, that will say, stick your two fingers, whatever.
Yeah.
There's lots of people that are not, that in a community where they don't talk about it, they're just getting their meds. If they're that, then we all know when we talk about HIV stigma, that heaviness, that that weighs you down, and it just takes the wrong person for that person to say that or experience that, they'll come off the medication.
Oh, it's
in detrimental health of their health and well-being. So,
brilliant. Yeah, and we'll keep everyone abreast of it next year, won't we? We'll keep talking about it in future shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we have a song? And I think it's this is a very serious Christmas song, isn't it, Stephen?
It is. It's a very serious Christmas song, and you know, I want everybody to take it in the seriousness that it's meant, but it's a classic Christmas song, and it just makes me feel very Christmassy, and I'm sure it will make you all feel Christmassy. It is One More Sleep Till Christmas from the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Wow. So serious.
Well, if the title doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what.
Exactly.
We'll be back after this really serious Christmas song.
Hi there. If you've just joined us, this is the HIVR on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the BrightonAvery.com online. You can always get our famous podcast.
Yes.
Which is... You can get it online now. So welcome back.
Yes. So great song that, really, really thought provoking, isn't it?
Yes, made me laugh. I imagine them singing it as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Great song. Anyway, Stephen, you went to an event last night, didn't you? Or the other night.
I did. Yeah, so it was the Food Chain Christmas Carol service at the Actors Church up in Covent Garden in London.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. It was just a really nice celebration of, obviously, the Food Chain are an organisation that provide meals for people living with HIV. And so it was centred around HIV, although it was also a Christmas service, you know. So there was a couple of speakers. Our very own Phil was one. Philip was one of the speakers. Yeah, you know, so he was up there giving his... given his story of being somebody that goes to the Food Chain and what it's given to him. And there was a poet up there, there was the CEO of the Food Chain. So there were a number of different people up speaking. There was lots of Christmas carols, there was mulled wine. So it was just a lovely, you know, it was an hour just of feeling good about Christmas and feeling, you know, hearing what the Food Chain has done and hopes to do in the future. So it was, it was very, very, very nice.
Nice evening. Yes.
Yeah.
Were they raising money? It was a fundraiser, was it?
Yeah. So obviously, Josh, like all organisations, Food Chain has been hit hard with all the changes and the cutbacks and things like that. So It was a fundraising event. So they're always looking for people to donate if they want. So it was that as well.
Yeah, brilliant. So we've got might have a little beep. Did you hear the beep? Sorry about that.
I did.
My computer coming out of doing mode. Okay.
It's the nature of Zoom, isn't it? So yeah.
It is.
David, you said you got a fundraiser as well, some money, wasn't it?
HIV, The Naked Truth. We've had Joshua Royal on the show a couple of times to talk about it. and Stephen and I were at the private viewing of the exhibition. So the HIV, The Naked Truth, managed to raise £3,300 for Positive East, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And well done to Joshua and the team and to all the models that took part in the exhibition and all the artists that took part in the gala.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, the gala was great. It was very enjoyable seeing everybody dressed up, you know, and raising money for such a great cause. So it was all good.
So important, isn't it? And I've got World AIDS Day. Terence Higgins just did a fundraiser at Charles Street Tap, so they had lots of drag artists on. And they raised £1,072.66. So that's something else. For it's just all good stuff, isn't it, to keep us going and help us for next year, isn't it? So I'm running out of time, so I'll just go through some events that might be is going to happen over the festivities. Tonight there is the Brighton Bear Weekend Christmas quiz. So that's at the Notice Lounge. It'll be on now, actually. So it starts at 7:30 this evening. So, I mean, if after this show, you can rush down there and get some raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. So that's at the Notice Lounge on St. James Street. So I think it's on every year. So they do it every year and they have a good turnout. And there's lots of prizes. And, so head on down there to that. What else is on? Tomorrow, Friday the 19th, there's the Queen's Arms Nativity, a drag Christmas parody. And that's obviously at the Queen's Arms. Doors open at 6 p.m. More proceeds go to the Sussex Beacon. Showtime is 6:30, and you can get tickets are £10 if you go onto the Eventbrite and buy your tickets there. So that's the Queen's Arms Nativity. Also, Gay Men's Chorus presents with Love Actually, and that's a very festive Christmas concert. And that's again, that's tomorrow. So it's long on Friday, this all Christmas stuff. So Friday 19th and Saturday, showtime is 7:30, and that's going to be at St. Mary's Church in Kemp Town. Featuring guests, I can't read that, Brass Ensemble. Anyway, so if you go onto their website for the Actually Gay Men's Chorus, you can buy tickets there. So that sounds like a good do. Lunch Positive. So I'm just going to give you the dates that they're open over the festive period. So they're open as normal tomorrow, Friday the 19th, and that's for their festive lunch and raffle. Tuesday the 23rd in Brighton, that's the lunch and Christmas food parcels. They closed over Christmas and then back open on the 30th for the lunch and drop-in. And then back on the second, Friday the 2nd, for the New Year's Lunch Club. So there's a few things. Also, they're doing a winter well-being Lunch Positive. So winter, they've said in the advert, winter can be a time of extra challenges. So they're running a special project over the winter months to help. So they're going to help with food and essentials, energy desk. So that's advice and support with bills and suppliers. Helps travel, connection with services and groups that can help, money and benefits advice, food banks and outreach, and befriending calls. So you can always go on their website, which is lunchpositive.org, or give them a call, 07846 464384. So they've got the information there. Anybody got anything else? Well, I'll just go through there's a couple of more bits I've got, and then that's it, I think. No. this is nothing to do with, this is New Year. I'm DJing at DILF, which is the New Year's bash with my good friend John Byrne. So that's come down to that. If you want to get a ticket, just go to the DILF website and buy a ticket. It's going to be a good do. And that's on New Year's Eve at Charles Street Tap, or above Charles Street Tap. So please do come along and...
enjoyed the Halloween do.
Oh, yes, you came along. Yes, the Halloween. Yes, it was good for that, wasn't it? Yes. So, yeah, come along. It's going to be 7 hours, and Dave the Bear is going to be doing his thing on the stage. Susie is picked up there.
And the last... What's he going to be doing? Do I need to get there?
We'll send you a sleigh. We'll send you a sleigh, and you can get a sleigh up.
Oh, okay.
with lots of men in leather shorts. Anyway. last thing, there's a new bar opening, and this is just for men actually, so it's called the Brighton Cruise Bar, and they're going to open soon on around 27th of December, but they're going to it's near the sauna, Brighton sauna, and so if you want to join, it's free membership if you want to join, and if you just go to brightoncruisebar.co.uk and join them, it's going to be good because they're going to do stuff, they're going to have special nights in there, and I think they're going to have testing there as well, so we'll keep you updated on that. So, yeah, that's good. And that's it, really. So,
yes.
Yes. What a year. What's your inspiration before we go, actually, because we've only got a minute or so. Any words of inspiration?
Kind to yourself, look after each other.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Be kind to yourself. A lot of the time we're not, you know. We're so busy doing our busy things, aren't we?
Yeah.
We forget sometimes, don't we?
Be kind to yourself. And you know what? Thank yourself. Say well done to yourself. I often say this to people, pat yourself on the back. And I always think I'm messing around, but it's, you know, sometimes we need to pat ourselves on the back because, you know, sometimes we do a really good job at things, don't we? And self-recognition, I'm all for that. So,
a bit of self-care is very important.
That's what I was going to say. Self-care and self-worth as well. And absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, guys, so nice to see you. Have a great Christmas out there and lovely new year. We're going to be back on the 15th of Jan, so we're going to have a couple of weeks off, aren't we? And then our next show will be on the 15th of January. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we finish on not a Christmassy song, but I've slipped another one in. This is...
one in, have you?
Excuse me. this is Spirit Moves by Michael Gray and Definite Grooves. So it's a nice funky song to finish. Mm-hmm. Have a nice Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Take care.
Bye.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.